cheerful little tadpole things with waggling tails and big expressive eyes. They move freely about hither and thither and often travel vast distances in an adventurous way. Then what he called metamorphosis begins. The little tadpole waggles his way to a rock and fixes himself head downward. Then he undergoes the oddest changes, becomes indeed a mere vegetative excrescence on the stone, secretes a lot of tough muck round himself, and is altogether lost to free oceanic society. He loses the cheerful tail, loses most of his brain, loses his bright, expressive eye. "The bother of it," said I, "is that very often the wandering expressive eye is not lost in the human metamorphosis. Putting it in another way, one might say that the kind of story that Ovid is so fond of describing, the affairs of Daphne and Io, for instance, are fables of the same thing, an interlude of sentiment, and then a change into something new and domesticated, rooted, fixed, and bounded in." "It is certainly always a settling down," said I. "I don't like this idea of settling down, George," he shuddered. "It must be a..."